Welcome to episode 1041 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. The exact date of Jesus' birth is not known, but most scholars agree it occurred between 6 BC and 4 BC. This estimate is based on several clues from both historical and biblical records. The Gospels of Matthew and Luke provide narratives of Jesus' birth but do not specify a precise date. According to Matthew 2, verse 1, Jesus was born during the reign of King Herod, who died in 4 BC. This places Jesus' birth before this date, though not necessarily in the exact year. Further evidence comes from Luke 2, verses 1-3, which mentions a census taken during the time when Quirinius was governor of Syria. While the exact timing of this census is debated, many scholars place it around AD 6, suggesting that Jesus' birth occurred a few years earlier, likely around 6 BC. Some have also looked to astronomical events, such as a conjunction of planets, or a comet mentioned in the story of the Star of Bethlehem, to further narrow down the time frame, pointing to a period between 7 BC and 4 BC. The terms BC, before Christ, and AD, Anno Domini, meaning in the year of our Lord, originated in the 6th century, when a monk named Dionysius Exiguus devised a new system for dating years based on the birth of Jesus. Dionysius sought to standardize the Christian calendar, placing the birth of Christ at the center of history, which led to the use of AD for years after Jesus' birth, and BC for years before it. The BCE, before Common Era, and CE, Common Era, are secular alternatives to BC and AD, introduced in the 19th century by scholars who wanted a dating system free from religious connotations, while still maintaining the same historical reference points. While BCE and CE are increasingly used in academic and interfaith contexts, both systems continue to mark the same years, with BCE corresponding to BC and CE to AD. If our calendar is based on the time before Christ and the time after Christ's birth, how could Christ have been born in BC? The answer? Dionysius the monk made some miscalculations. He based his calendar on the historical information available at the time, but he seems to have made some errors, primarily in determining the year of Herod the Great's death. Herod's death is a key marker, as the Bible states Jesus was born during his reign. Later discoveries refine the timeline. Over time, historians and archaeologists uncovered more evidence, including records from Roman historians and astronomical data, that helped refine the timeline of Herod's reign, and, consequently, the estimated time of Jesus' birth. Despite the discrepancy, the BC-AD system, or now the BCE-CE system, became widely adopted and remains the standard way of marking years in most parts of the world. So, as we said, most scholars believe Jesus was born sometime between 6 and 4 BC. John the Baptist was born 6 months before that. The Magi, or wise men, visited Jesus sometime after his birth, possibly within a year or two. Matthew 2 verse 16 suggests that Herod, fearing the king of the Jews, ordered the massacre of all male children 2 years old and under in Bethlehem, indicating that Jesus could have been around that age when the Magi visited. Immediately after the Magi's visit, an angel warned Joseph in a dream to flee to Egypt with Mary and Jesus to escape Herod's wrath. Matthew 2 verse 19 states that they stayed in Egypt until Herod's death. Herod the Great died in 4 BC. After Herod's death, an angel appeared to Joseph again, instructing him to return to Israel. They settled in Nazareth, where Jesus grew up. Based on this sequence of events and the estimated timing of Herod's death, it's likely that Mary, Joseph, and Jesus spent approximately 2 to 3 years in Egypt. Some scholars suggest it could have been up to 4 years, but a shorter period is generally considered more plausible. But what this means is that the events that constitute the Christmas story transpired over years. If we begin with the announcement of John's imminent birth to Zechariah in the temple, and end with either the flight to Egypt or the return from Egypt, early Christians connected Jesus to the concept of light and the Son of Righteousness in Malachi 4 verse 2. December 25th falls close to the winter solstice, the shortest day of the year, after which the days begin to lengthen. This symbolism of increasing light aligned with the idea of Jesus coming into the world as a source of light and hope. One early Christian historian, Sextus Julius Africanus, calculated Jesus' conception to be on March 25th. 9 months after March 25th is December 25th. In the Roman Empire, December 25th was already associated with pagan festivals celebrating the winter solstice and the unconquered sun, Sol Invictus. Choosing this date for Christmas may have helped early Christians integrate their celebration into the existing cultural calendar. The first official mention of December 25th as a holiday honoring Jesus' birth appears in an early Roman calendar from 336 AD. By the end of the 4th century, it was widely celebrated throughout the Christian world. The tradition of celebrating Jesus' birth on December 25th was established by the Roman emperor of the time, Constantine. Does December 25th make sense as the date on which Jesus was actually born? Luke 2 verse 8 mentions shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. In Judea, shepherds typically brought their flocks in from the fields around October to protect them from the cold and rainy season. This suggests Jesus may have been born before October, possibly in the spring or summer, when shepherds would be more likely to be outdoors with their flocks at night. Early Christians saw a symbolic connection between Jesus' death and resurrection around Passover and his birth. Some early traditions placed his birth in the spring, closer to Passover, to emphasize this connection. Luke 1 verses 24 to 26 and 36 indicates that John the Baptist was conceived around June, and Jesus was conceived 6 months later. This would place Jesus' birth sometime in the fall or early winter, not in the spring. However, some argue that the timing of John the Baptist's conception might not be directly linked to the priestly courses in the temple, making the fall birth less certain. It's important to note that the Bible doesn't explicitly state Jesus' birth date. The evidence for a spring birth is primarily circumstantial and based on interpretations of the biblical text. December 25th was chosen for symbolic and cultural reasons, not because of historical evidence pointing to that date. The point of Christmas is to recognize that Jesus, the Savior of the world, came to dwell among us, not just in a stable in Bethlehem, but in our hearts. The birth of Jesus is a reminder of God's love for humanity, a love so deep that he sent his only Son to live, suffer, and die for us. Christmas is not just a season or a holiday. It's an invitation to let Christ be born anew in our hearts each day. The true meaning of Christmas is found in how we carry the light of Christ with us, how we embrace his love, and how we share that love with others.
When was Christmas? I wonder inside. In a manger, a star lit the night sky. Was it cold? Was it warm? Did angels sing? When did the world know a holy king? Shepherds in fields with wonder and fright, wise men on camels guided by light. What was the date when time stood still, when love descended and hearts to fill? When was Christmas born in my heart? When did his grace begin to impart? Was it the moment I felt his embrace? When did I see the warmth of his face? In the silence I search and I yearn. For the moment his love would return. Was it in whispers? Was it in tears? When did he erase all of my fears? Tell me the story of joy and peace, of humble birth and blessings that cease. Time unknown, when was the day that love was shown? When was Christmas born in my heart? When did his grace begin to impart? Was it the moment I felt his embrace? When did I see the warmth?
If we only celebrate Christmas as a time for food, presents, and traditions, we miss the transformative power of his birth. Christ's coming into the world was not just a historical event, but a spiritual one that has the power to change lives. It's about welcoming him into the very center of our lives, allowing him to guide us, heal us, and empower us to live according to his will. This is the true gift of Christmas, the gift of a relationship with the living God, made possible through the birth, life, and sacrifice of Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you for the gift of your Son, who was born to bring salvation to the world. Help us not to get caught up in the trappings of the season, but to truly understand and embrace the gift of His presence in our lives. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.
And beginning this week, Thursday, December 5th, experience the Christmas story like never before, through the eyes of the one who said yes to the impossible. With dozens of original songs, a full ensemble cast, and a story of courage, faith, and the greatest love ever known. This holiday season, witness the greatest gift of all. Listen to a preview of this special at the end of tomorrow's episode. Be sure to tune in and tell your friends. God bless you and happy holiday season from all of us at 1010 Thrive.